You're listening to another Woodshop podcast, the okayest podcast of its type. Your hosts are Daniel Dunlap of Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and Peter Kapar of Petrie's Workshop. You can find them as well as the podcast on your favorite social media platforms.
Welcome to episode 169, nice, of another Woodshop podcast, where after 1 week long hiatus and lengthy salary negotiation, we're back and better than ever. After 3+ years of podcasting service, we regret to inform you that we have no plans of stopping. And now with your favorite, Daniel Dunlap. The girls love him. The guys think he's a little big. He's basically a Stanley water bottle. And me, Peter Kapar, the potato pierogi of the woodworking world. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. What's up, everyone?
Why potato pierogi?
Well, because that's the classic. But then, you know, I do think you are very much a Stanley water bottle, because girls do love you. Especially Char. We talked about this in a pre-show. Char loves Dan. But then the guys are a little jealous. The guys are a little mad. Like, why do you like him so much? He's a little big. He's so big, you bring him everywhere. You know, the Daniel Dunlap.
I don't think that's accurate.
I'm going to get a Stanley water bottle and I'm going to just engrave your face on it and give it to Kayla.
I'm a little big.
Little big. Girls love him. But
so not accurate.
I shouldn't be not talking. I'm getting pretty big too.
But speaking of a little big.
Big. There we go. look at us with a crappy transition.
You do the transition.
So you were going to say, speaking of big things.
Speaking of a little big and girls love them, let's talk about our patrons. We got two new patrons this week. We got one new patron this week. I don't know if I mentioned this name the last time we recorded. It feels like it was months ago.
We should include that as a perk. Mention it again. You might get called out twice.
Yeah, for sure. Dan's got the memory of a bumblebee. So, two new patrons. It's Hard Knot Woodcraft and Alofoten Woodworks. Woo! So thank you guys. Also, I want to give a shout out to our VIP patrons. And they are as... I have to realign the filters here. So
I totally get it.
Our VIPs are Victor Aragama, Matthew Hoff, Nick Brim Woodworking, Matt Maynard of Patriotic Pines, Steve Iadarola, Daniel Bryson, Bill Burkle, WTB Woodworking, Malcolm at Bossa Nova, Justin at Calvary Customs, Patrick Gensel, Square Splinter, Michael Flickinger, Scott Holland, Max and Mindy Coons, and Jacob Miller. Thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you to all our patrons. If you want to join the Matt Army, all you simply have to do is go to patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast, and there you will find 4 glorious tiers of your choosing. Pick one of those and you can join the Mint Army.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys for any tier that you are willing to donate to the show, because it helps us keep this going. And
look, even if you don't want to help us financially, which we understand.
Dan, how could they do that though?
How could they do what?
How can they help us without money? What could they do?
You share the show and you share it in your stories, leave a review, do all those things. Any little bit of sharing you can do helps us out. So,
and you know what? We always nod to the pre-show, talk about a joke about the pre-show. But like, if some of you might not be in there, we get thousands of downloads per episode. Thank you, everyone. But we get roughly tens of people. 20, 30, 40, 50, something like that.
I think we had 34?
Yeah, we do the pre-show live on YouTube every single week. So if you want to hop in and just kind of BS with us, there's a chat. We all have a good time. We get to interact with you guys. Sometimes we'll inspire you to call up with a question or something, we also pre-listen to the questions. So if there's anyone that calls in with something crazy, you hear it live with no censorship, because we're smart. So, yeah. So there's that.
We do it kind of backwards around here.
Yeah.
But the pre-show is usually fun. We just BS and have a good time and talk about words we can't say.
Yeah, I mean, today that was like a 40-minute show, and most of it was Dan trying to pronounce the word municipality.
Municipality. I can't do it.
This isn't even a bit, people. This is literally Dan. This is Nebraska school system at its finest.
No, I went to school in Iowa, so.
Even worse.
I need to slow down and think about this.
Say it.
Municipality.
Wow. I have never been more proud of anyone than I am right now of you. Oh, Dan.
It just doesn't sound right for some reason. I don't know. My brain is like, no, that's wrong.
Dude, I can't do it. I get it. Well, I think there's something you can do, Dan.
What's that?
You ready for this? Tell me.
What's on my bench?
Oh, what's on your bench?
That didn't take any time at all.
Oh, well, that's fine. Were you trying to kill more time?
No. I feel like we didn't talk that much. That's fine.
It's been months.
Yeah. Been months.
Yeah, so I was away for a week. We took a week off, and Dan and I feel like we haven't been here in like 3 weeks to a month.
That and I haven't talked to you. So I didn't want to bother you too much while you were on vacation, you know?
Why would it bother me? Like, I want you to like, listen, we're best friends. We've been talking for nonstop for like, what, three and a half, four years. That really warms my heart. I want you to text me a character on a keyboard that is a shape of the poo you took that morning. I want you to call me when you're sad. I want you to call me and be like, hey, I just want you to know I cut off this lady in traffic and she got really mad and it made me feel really good, okay, and I need somebody else to celebrate with me. I will. Because that's what best friends do, Dan. We don't just share TikToks.
I'm looking at the letters trying to see what would best describe.
I'm a dollar sign guy. Yeah.
I'm thinking J or K.
J or K. Oh my God. Well, let's not go down that dark hole. Dan, what's going on, man? It's been 2 weeks. What is on your bench? Because I know you got a lot of new stuff that is happening.
Yeah, I do, actually. I think I talked about this before we went on break. I can't remember exactly. I don't know if you know this about me. I did not. They're paying me in Frosties. I did not. Yeah, I think I brought it up before we went on break.
No, you didn't. It happened. You called me on a boat.
Oh, right.
I was on a poop deck.
Okay, so.
And you called me.
So many poop jokes already, and we're only like 7 minutes in.
Swashbuckler. We'll get to that in a bit.
So, a couple weekends ago, Brayden and I from Little Bug Woodworking. I can't say that either, apparently.
What a butt.
Brayden and I went over to a friend of mine. They have a shop here in downtown Omaha called the Omaha Wood Co. And Brayden wanted to get like a big giant timber piece of timber for a future project. And I was like, yeah, I could go look at a couple slabs anyway. But when we were in there, she was like, hey, are you looking for a part-time gig or anything like that? Because this is the shop. So I think I talked about this about a year ago, last October. She lost her father in a scuba diving accident. And it was her and her father running the wood shop. And so now it's just her, you know, with...
I don't know why I thought it was her and her husband that ran a shop.
No, it was her and her father.
Still very sad.
Anyway, one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. Yeah, so she was asking for help because, she's overwhelmed and she's got a lot going on and she's got a lot on her plate. And at the time, I was like, man, I would love to, but I don't know if I can swing it. And the more I got to thinking about it, the more I was like, yeah, I could probably etch out a few hours of my day to go give her a hand. And, you know, it's the least I can do because they're such great people and they give back to the community. And
it's the least like I can do for money.
Well, I'm not necessarily doing it for the money. I just...
helping them out. Yeah, absolutely.
I am getting paid, you know, but like I could care less about the money. I just want to go give them a hand. So I've been doing that the last week and a half now. And, you know, it's like 3-4 hours a day. Not a whole lot this week because it's been brutally hot. And this is a giant tin building with no AC. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a complete wuss when it comes to the heat. I cannot stand the heat. So
I have been enjoying the new content a little bit. Like,
I've been trying to get more eyes on there.
Running a CNC manually, you sitting, showing off the wood stacks, you sitting.
Well, I did a walking around tour. oh, yeah. the other day. I don't know if you saw that.
You brought Max there once.
That was yeah, great. She appreciates Max. So he hasn't been there with me this week. It's just been way too hot. I mean, the guy's wearing a fur coat, a dark fur coat. So not a good idea to bring him in there during this brutal
dog.
Heat.
I'm
so,
like, yeah. who wears a coat there, Dan?
My dog. He can't take it off.
I know. It's always 3 seconds for my brain to catch up. I'm sorry.
So I've been helping out there. It's been fun. It's actually aside from the heat, it's a little refreshing because it's a break from the monotonous stuff that I've been doing. You know, not that I don't appreciate my Etsy orders and everything, but it just feels like I'm doing the same thing over and over. I'm just like a small factory at this point. I'm just pumping out the same thing over and over and over. So it's nice to break it up. So I've been working there. I do like typically 9 to 1, 9 to noon or so. Come home, work on some of my stuff, and then work on my stuff again in the evening. So that's about all that's been going on with me in the wood shop world. I think I also brought this up. I bought a car off Nick Brim Woodworking, for my daughter.
Nice. He finally sold that Miata?
No, better. Nissan Rogue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a pretty good price on it, so I'm pretty happy with that. Him and his wife took really good care of it. So, and you know, my daughter's not quite driving age yet, but she will be before you know it. She's going to be 15 in like
a month.
You
also got a deal, man.
Yeah.
Got a deal.
She's going to be 15 in a month. And the winters around here are brutal, and my wife has a little sports car that doesn't do well in the snow, and this car has all-wheel drive, so I was like, screw it, I'll buy it.
You also, like, you live on a hill, the only hill in Nebraska, so...
Accurate.
Will most likely have to park on the street.
Accurate.
Also accurate.
Anyway, yeah, so that's been my life, basically, the last week and a half. You got some exciting things going on. I want to hear.
Yeah,
about
but before we get to
life.
Me, I don't do that much.
Well, you got questions for me?
Well, yeah, no. Did you? Because
what is this? An inquisition?
You kind of were on like a streak of like, f all the work today. I'm gonna design a table, or f all the work today. I'm gonna design a whatever. Like you did that for like on and off over the last couple months. Have you been designing anything in the background? Because the last thing you did was that new C table, right? The new design.
Yeah, I've got a few things actually that I haven't shared with the world. I have. I'm not ready to like share it yet. I don't know if it's ready. I'm trying. I made a few other like little things. I made a trivet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Trivet. Didn't I share that? Is it trivet or trivet? I don't know.
It's like bidet or bidet.
You know, I looked it up on Google actually. I think
it's a trivet.
Yeah. There doesn't seem to be a consensus, but yeah, I made a trivet.
Tomato, potato.
I just made it with the CNC. Real, real easy. It's like 6.5 by 6.5. It's just a cross pattern thing. I think
you
I gave it to Nick
that
Brim.
You make them CNC-able projects. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I actually had several people ask me if I could share the CNC file.
Why
like,
don't you sell
really?
The file?
I really should. I have so many CNC files
that I should
share.
Sell the CNC files of these tables so people can do it themselves.
I probably should. That's a very good idea.
I will recommend one thing based on some feedback, because I've been holding off on doing CNC files because of the also I don't CNC as much as you do, but one of the best pieces of advice I got was like make a single sheet like explanation that kind of like boilerplate. Like, hey, you may have to adjust blah 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 for your machine, you know, add fillets here if you want it, like things like that, like do a test, like just little things so people aren't like,
you know what I do,
bought a file and it didn't work. Yeah, one
the
star.
Few CNC files that I do offer, I think they're all basically zero clearance inserts. I think a lot of my zero clearance inserts, if you have a CNC, you can actually buy the file from me, but I use the text tool in
Vectric. Oh, you throw it right in the file.
I just write it right into the file and say exactly what needs to be done. And
hey,
that seems
dummy,
to work.
Adjust this if it's too tight.
People seem to like that. So that's what I do. But you're probably right. I probably need to like put together a PDF for like things that are quote unquote a little bit more complicated, like a table that's got a bunch of things going on.
Yeah. A little PF Chang file. That'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fun fact, P.F. Chang's best dish, The Dan Dan noodle. Next.
Such a random fact. How do you know that? What? Back it up. With what?
You want to know how I know that?
Yeah, how do you know that, Dan? Dan?
That was where my wife and I went on our first date, to P.F. Chang's.
And you ordered the Dan Dan noodles?
You better believe I ordered the Dan Dan noodles. That was the first time I'd ever been there, too. I don't know. But, ooh, since we're talking about it, this is... I know she didn't order seafood because there was a bunch of seafood on the menu, and that this was where I learned that she didn't like seafood, and I actually contemplated not having a second date because she didn't like seafood. That's a very important thing for me.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Wow, Dan.
And we had a second date after all, and, you know...
And yes, and that was history. Entirely your decision. Had nothing to do with her going,
oh, yeah, it was mostly her.
It was definitely mostly her decision.
But I was almost like, oh, you don't like seafood. I can't live with that.
I get that.
Seafood is a big part of my life, says a guy living in Nebraska. Anyway, go on.
Only septuply landlocked state in the nation.
Quintuply?
Quintuplet. I don't know. Sorry, I'm just like minimizing windows because
I can't wait to hear about your weeks.
So, just like, you know, like worked on some stuff in the shop and wasn't really exciting. We should get into questions.
That's it? Okay, cool.
No, no. So, since the last episode, we just wrapped up our what was playfully named in our schedule as the East Coast Grand Tour. Oh. Literally, that's what we had in our schedule for like.
I mean, that's basically what it was. From what it
was,
like.
And this is one of the most successful ones that we've done, where we really got to like stop at places. Now that also that I work remote, it's like less pressure. Like, you know, when you come in on a Sunday and you work from home on Monday, it's not like you're like, it's not like you have to get ready in the morning, get up at 5 a.m. and like. Get ready and like go out to the city, whatever. So like it was a lot less stress coming back too. But basically we recorded the last podcast on Thursday. We were supposed to leave Friday night. We ended up coordinating with our Airbnb hosts to arrive midday on Saturday. So we actually left Saturday morning, which gave us more time to, again, much more relaxed way to go out instead of doing it like straight out of work at 4 o'clock and like rush down there. Our Airbnb hosts were...
You don't want to be a Russian.
I don't know if... yeah, exactly. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Jackmans? The Jackmans? I don't know. Some guy with a barn.
I believe it's... In Cape Cod. You say the J like you would jalapeno.
Hackman? The Hackman. Hackman Horks. So we stayed with Paul Jackman, who is a top-tier patron at heart, but not financially, where he's a big, big fan of the show. He listens all the time. And you know what? I'm going to say that I probably said this like 3 or 4 times during this like week as I was talking to different people, but I don't want to downplay this ever. Like, oh, tangent. All right, I got a tangent for a second.
Go ahead.
I remember... Tangerine. Going to Workbench Con 2 years ago and someone being like in conversation, just like casually talking with some people at the bar and be like, yeah, like we've done this before. Like I'm just kind of over it. Like, honestly, we weren't even going to get tickets. And I'm like, I never want to be that guy. I want to be excited to go to an event every time I go to an event. I don't want it to be like a crappy, like obligation, whatever. If it's at that point, like, why am I even there? It makes no sense. So I never want to downplay the fact that, like, I stayed with Paul Jackman, who is, to me, now a friend, a good friend. Like, I would consider him a good friend. We chat regularly. You know,
you mean the guy that blocks me and unfriends me every week?
Yeah, exactly. That guy. He's okay. Great. Yeah, great guy. but, like, I've admired for years, even before I even had the courage to, like, come up to him and talk to him at one of the maker events that I would see him at. I have a very awkward photo from about 4 years ago.
Hover
where,
hand.
Like, Emma was like, hey, take a picture together. I was like, okay. It's just like me awkwardly standing next to Paul. And Paul, just default awkward face. He always does it like he looks like it's a mugshot or something. And of course, we took plenty of those very awkward photos while I was out there. But him and Kristen are just like the nicest people. He's genuinely the nicest person. The way he is on video is literally how he is in person. And they took us around, you know, Cape Cod. They showed us some areas. And just like interacting with him, like you can just see the fire and the gears turning like in his head. Like he is so, he just wants to do cool, fun things. He is an artist through and through. And we're super thankful to know them and be friends with them and have had the chance to like, you know, call them our friends. So I'm calling that out. That was really nice. That was a really nice part of our trip. And that was day one. All right. So this is like a 10-day trip. Hold on to your socks, guys.
It's all uphill from here.
It's all downhill. So after that, we ended up driving up. We stopped at a friend's house in Boston. Emma was just kind of, or we met up with them. It's Emma's friend. Then we picked up Emma's mom in Portland, Maine on the way up. It was all same day.
I thought that was in Oregon.
There's two. Don't ask me. I don't get it either. I think it's like a time loophole, whatever.
Wormhole.
Same place, different spots. Picked up her mom at, which I don't know this was a thing, at the Portland Jetport. Apparently it's not an airport. It's a jetport.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's apparently where their jets go. And then we went on a boat. So we were staying in Maine. Like this is this always feels so bougie to say, like we went sailing up in Maine. But like the reality is like Emma's dad is a boat broker. Like his job is literally to sell sailboats. He sells sailboats by the seashore. So we stayed on his boat up there for the whole week or Sunday through Friday. And it's a lot of fun. It's basically an RV, but you can't leave except on a dinghy. So like essentially like imagine having to hop out of your RV into a golf cart. And then drive for 10 minutes to get to anything like where you can walk around. So like it's both like glamorous and fancy, but then also like the toilet is tiny and like I could barely fit in it. And if there's waves, you're literally moving back and forth and then you have to use a hand pump to flush it. Super fun. So again, both really great and glamorous. And then like you're kind of roughing it. So like people think like, oh, you went sailing in Maine. Like, yes, I did pump my own poop.
I got a visual of you like wearing a sailor's jacket, like a sport coat sailor's jacket, yeah. Like yeah. A scarf, what ascot, an ascot.
An ascot, yes.
Yeah. And a monocle.
Why a monocle?
I don't know. It just fits the bill.
Like the monocle makes no sense. It's different rich, Dan. That's land rich, and then like Dan.
Pete going, aye, chap, lift the ballast. And then yeah,
you know
to,
who was
like,
lifting the ballast? Which also that doesn't make sense, Dan.
I don't know.
You know who was lifting the ballast? Me. So every time we would drop anchor, guess who has to hand feed the anchor out? And it's chained.
And then
and
having to
rope.
Pump your poop down the toilet.
And then like when we're pulling anchor up, guess who pulls the anchor up? Like that was a workout. That thing is heavy. And then eventually like it gets stuck in a muck. So like you have to pull up. And then like at some point you're pulling the boat towards the anchor. And then like you have to clean it off. And then like he basically turns the motor on, pulls the anchor. It's a whole thing. But
and so like you're on this boat.
Uh-huh.
And you also have a smaller boat and you call that a dinghy?
A dinghy. Not to be confused with dingy.
Dinghy. There's a joke in there somewhere and I just
can't
figure
so
it out.
So many jokes. Man, poop deck.
I can't do it.
Swashbuckling. What? Swashbuckling. You don't know pirate terms?
No.
Dan, next time you buy a shipping label on pirate ship when it's loading, look at the jokes that they're the little fish tell each other in the background.
Oh, I guess I don't pay that close attention.
Yeah, that's the thing, by the way, a pirate ship, because it's all pirate themed. So like there, when it's loading a label, the fish tell jokes.
Well, I don't know about your internet, but my internet loads real fast. So there's no
corn. Yeah. My printing computer is a little slow down at a print shop.
There's no loading screen.
But anyway, so aside from that, we got, it's really great. Cause like we go out, we'll sail or motor out to certain spots. The weather was like fair. It's on and off with a little bit of rain. And we get to a land, like a cove somewhere, anchor down and just like spend the night and sleep on it. It was super fun. Did a little bit of work, got some, started editing my video or got further along in editing my video. Of
the one you've been working on
since the one that's supposed
October
to
of last year?
With what's his name? Adam Barnett, where's your video, bud? Let's go. we both need to hold each other accountable. So we did that, and Friday we were actually supposed to show a boat for, because we also do part-time boat brokerage for Emma's dad. We were supposed to drive straight to Connecticut Friday morning to show a boat. That ended up falling through because that boat actually went under contract. So we were able to stop in Boston and hang out with Lee and Danielle. So we went to their new house that they got last year around November. And last time we were at their place, it was at the original, like the old schoolhouse at, I think it was Regal Street was the address. Now he's still Regal Street, but he's in a new spot. But this, they have like such a lovely home, and the new shop is so awesome. They have this tons of property, an in-ground pool. I'm so proud of those guys. They're absolutely killing it. And they got their like dream house and layout. And we stayed there and we had such a good time. So we got there Friday evening, hung out. Saturday we were going to stay because we were going to have a little pool party. And like halfway through the day, I look at Emma. I'm like, we're not going tonight. We're not going home tonight. I'm going to keep drinking. So we ended up leaving Sunday. So we stayed two days. They were so lovely to let us stay there, put us up. We actually stayed in Steven's room. Thanks, bud. Love the Minecraft posters. Not even being silly. But we also got to hang out with Luke and Dre. Luke from Manmade and Dre from Crafts by Dre. And I met Michael Lydon's wife. Michael was not there because he doesn't love us. He loves the Army and the USA more than
us.
He was in Wyoming, you chump. But we missed you. You were there in spirit. And Matt from Wooden Mustache was there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a really solid crowd. Yeah, it was a lot of...
I was basically cool watching your stories and being super jealous.
Yeah, it was pretty great, Dan. It was amazing.
Yeah. I need to get the heck out of Omaha. I'll tell you what.
Go hang. I mean, you got so many cool makers around you, dude. But it was like, just really nice to catch up with everyone.
It just seems like you East Coast guys have a lot of fun.
We do. We do have a lot of fun. So after that Sunday, we head home, and it was actually great. We left at like 8 a.m. We were home before noon. I showered, took a nap, and then like I woke up and it felt like I had another like whole day of freedom, like to catch up on stuff and kind of, you know, relax a little bit, unpack, do laundry, all that stuff. So it was really nice to be kind of within 4 hours of the house and not like drive 8 hours straight and just be worn out when I got home. And then starting Monday, just like we've been catching up on projects, getting some videos shot. Actually did a kind of a poopy job of like posting content that I had. I didn't really get a lot of privacy. Same. So I needed to do like voiceovers for my videos. And like when you're in basically like less space than my room that I'm in right now, you don't want to sit there and like keep recording 15 takes of like a witty comment that only like 5 woodworkers are going to get. You know, so I ended up not posting any content while I was up there. That's poor planning on my part. But we've just been getting caught up. I started work on a couple laser projects that I had done. I'm doing some 3D printing stuff that I need to release soon, and a little video and review that I'm doing. And then I also started working on the ice climbing tools last night. So I got them organized, had to like pick the show face of all the stuff.
Another order of those, huh?
Yeah, they got delivered about 2 weeks ago, and I did all the prep work, so they're all layered and ready for like actual screwed together assembly. And even just that, like that laying everything out, sandwiching them together, there's a little countersink I have to do on one of the holes. Like that took like 2 or 3 hours. This job, like it's only 50 hours total on the job. Like it adds up, man. It really adds up. So yeah, I've been working on that, and basically that's it. Like today's the podcast. Today I was actually like, it was one of those days where I was so anxious about the pod because I'm like, I have so much to do, but you know,
yeah,
I gotta do the pod. We're committed to this. Yeah, two-way marriage, like a regular marriage. But that's been my 2 weeks, so it's been crazy. And honestly, like leading up to the pod today, I was like, it feels like we've been away. I've been away for like 3 weeks. It feels like
Awkwardly feels like it's been a lot longer than it has been. It's weird. Super weird. Yeah,
but it's good to be back. I actually feel really good. Like once we sat down, we started chatting in a pre-show. I'm like, yes, this is fun. I miss this. This is good.
I think we
definitely need to do this every week. I miss you too, bud. Text me more, huh?
I will. Sorry, I got.
That's fine.
Busy and
you got a part time job now, man.
Impressive
heat.
Like, I just was not myself this past week.
Yeah.
The oppressive heat has been making me irrationally angry. Like I'm like old man cursing at the sky. You know that meme? That's me, basically.
Get all day, every day. Get get off my sky.
Oh, it's been brutal. But, like, it's supposed to break tomorrow. So, hopefully, things go back to quote-unquote normal.
Wait. Something else very exciting happened yesterday.
Yes, here it comes.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So
I'm going to let you have your moment.
The long story short is I am officially working with Festool, which is like,
woo, oh, that's not woo. The news I thought you were going to.
Okay. No. That's cool. One's pregnant. No one's pregnant except Anna, Justin. but like, no, I long story short, I'm officially like working with Festool. The long story is this conversation started back in like Workbench Con, basically.
Yeah.
Where I got to like, I was chatting with Big D and Sedge, and the Festool girls were there. Maya, who runs the actual, she's more of the company that manages Festool stuff, the social media stuff. And then there was, I'm blanking on her name. The one that runs the IG account. So I just Lucy.
The girl that got the job that I applied for.
The job that Dan applied to.
That
to
was
be
really
the
awkward conversation
manager.
At the bar.
Lucy got it, and she's
yes,
way better
Lucy.
At it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she's yeah. way better than I would have been.
So I was helping them out with some like technical stuff that they were like dealing with on their phone, and like that's how I kind of got like my foot in a door. It just happened organically, because as I mentioned before, I work in IT. So just fell into it and it just had a great conversation. And we chatted more throughout that whole weekend there. They were there the whole time and we just kept running into each other and chatting about different things. And I got their contact info. We reached out. And since then, we've been having a conversation kind of on and off. And obviously, they just launched a ton of stuff, which also very upset with Festool because they just keep making cool stuff that I just want to keep buying. And like, it's so expensive, but it's so nice. I want more of it. By the way, that table saw I have no use for. I want that table saw so bad. The little contractor saw, so neat. So we've been working that angle for a while, and I finally like I'm working with them on some capacity. So they actually, one of the tools they sent me was a sponsored tool that is kind of like a, hey, we'd love to have you like work with you more. Like, let us know what you need. Let's start the relationship. So it was like, after this long like back and forth for months, to be able to like say that like we're Team Festool feels really, really good. And again, I don't want to ever downplay something that feels so exciting. And this isn't in any way like I don't want it to be a brag or flex or anything like that. It's just like I've had this in my mind for so long, and people have told me like, yeah, they don't work with they want like big accounts or certain types of accounts, and like, and to be able to like where they see the value in what I do almost makes me feel better about what I do. Like it almost justifies it more. Not that I need to justify it in any way, but it's like, oh my God, like, wow, this. And my brother who's in Europe, like when I told him that I work with Festool, he was like, what, like Festool, like the tool company? I was like, yeah.
Oh yeah. They're based in, their headquarters is in Germany.
Germany, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, it's such a like exciting thing, and I'm sharing it more as just like, you know, it's such a cool milestone to hit. And again, it's not a flex. It's just more like, you know, keep working at it. Like you never know who these brands are looking for and what you can do if you just keep working at it. So that's my little like motivational.
Yeah. And also we've talked about working with brands and stuff like ad nauseum. I feel like on this podcast, we've talked about it numerous times. But just to reiterate the fact that this wasn't like an overnight thing for you. You have been talking to him and building that relationship, and it's been months and months in the making. So sometimes these things, oftentimes these things are not as simple as, hey, I'm this guy and I have this many followers. Please send me things. You have to build that up. And Pete, you know, perfectly explained, you know, the outcome that could come from that.
And I can't tell you guys how many times during the whole process we had to follow up. Meaning like we sent an email or response and didn't hear anything for weeks. And we're like, hey, just want to touch base. And they would be so nice. Like, we're so sorry. We're like, we're dealing with a lot of like with the launch. But at the time, we actually didn't even know what was happening. Like, we didn't know that there was like some big launch about to be planned or anything like that. So it was just, you know, very, very humbling experience to just be like, wow, this is, and not to mention the years of like tagging them and stuff, but I was just not on their radar. Cause like how many people a day tag Festool, you know, it's like, you just get lost in the DMs. And if you're not, if they're not following you, you're not even in their DMs, you're in their requests. So like, I wasn't even like on their radar. And I just got my foot in the door with this like silly conversation over like some tech support that I was giving them. And it just, you never know what your in is going to be, you know? Mm-hmm. So keep working at it, guys.
You got to put in the work.
Got to put in.
Which is why I have no brands sponsoring me. I don't put in the work.
Listen, and honestly, and I will admit here, a big portion of all of this happening has been Emma, because she was part of the conversation with.
I need an Emma.
You need an Emma too.
But I also like, need my wife's paycheck. So,
well, yeah, but like your daughter's smart as heck, and if she really wants that car, she's gonna have to put in some work. If you want to drive
that
this
car's
vehicle,
already been bought and paid for.
You gotta email Festool for me, honey.
Yeah, we're not
her
quite
grammar
there.
Is gooder than yours.
It probably is, to be honest. Yeah. With you. Yeah.
So, that's it, man. It just like it was like an exciting like. This is also the first week that me and Emma have like, I've said this like before, like the first week that me and Emma actually like worked together, but like now we're like came back and we're actually on the same wavelength. There's no like training going on or whatever. Like we're just like, all right, what needs to get done today? And I like shouted out a bunch of stuff. She's like, cool, I'll take care of that. And I'm like, my God, this is
pedal
awesome.
To the metal, balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Going
yeah,
after
or,
it.
Or, you know.
Ovaries to the wall.
Yeah. You know, inclusion, diversity.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. A little tangent again, as far as a guest and some topics coming up, I do want to shout this out. So next week we have, Luke in the garage who will be actually in his house recording. So he's going to be
if
on next week.
If he doesn't record from the garage, can we fire him?
We can definitely make sure that the check we send him bounces. Like okay. He wasn't going to bounce before. Luke is going to be on and Luke's great. If definitely listen to podcasts if you have ever like doubted yourself, because Luke is the to me the king of just like, I'm gonna post what I want whether you like it or not and I'm gonna have fun with it. And like when he calls himself like, hey, Luke in a garage, professional Instagrammer here or influencer, I'm like, I love that, that's hilarious.
He is a riot to hang out with in person.
Yeah, no, he's his energy in his videos, like that's him. That's Luke. So very excited to have him on. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be doing a very exciting topic. So think of your questions already. It's holiday prep for people that sell products or honestly for anything. We'll give you like advice for like if families coming to visit.
Yeah, but the holidays are coming up. So it's a good time to start talking about it. I mean, they're going to be here before you know it. And truth be known, like if you sell products like Pete and I do, you probably should start getting ready before that wave hits. Yep. You don't want to be in the thick of it trying to get ready. So we figured we'd jump in front of it.
Yeah, Christmas starts in July to me. Like, and when
I'm not quite that crazy
because Christmas in July is a thing. So I'm always like, oh, Christmas is coming up. Got to start thinking about stuff. And we're already thinking about some products that we want to start releasing and some new ornaments and things like that. So. We're going to be doing that holiday prep episode. We were going to do it this week, but we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys enough time so that you knew that it was coming.
Plus, we wanted to give ourselves enough time.
Enough time. We have to make a thumbnail, all this stuff. There's a lot behind the scenes that you guys don't see.
We've been gone for a week, and we need to remember how to do this. So.
I mean, I was gone for a week. You've been just killing
I've been gone. I haven't
since
been here.
Since you've been gone. Copyright strike.
I don't think I've sat at my desk for the last 2 weeks, so I've been gone-ish. Well, I only really sit here when we do this. I don't sit here otherwise.
Dan doesn't sit. He's more of a laid-down guy.
That is more accurate than you ever know. Anywho.
With that, should we jump into questions?
Question? Yeah, we got a couple questions. Whoa.
Before we do that.
Oh, Black Betty. There we go.
So now we have no voicemails this week, guys.
Means it's going to be super easy for me to edit this.
Yeah, except you're going to have to read things.
Hold on, I got to write down a time step for Black Betty. All right, here we go. Our first question is from Tomah. He could not record a voice memo this week, but he did send in a written in question. And I'm going to be honest, I tried to do a French accent in the pre-show, and it was not awful. Good. It was
awful and offensive.
Really, really bad. Wow. It probably did offend people somewhere. So I'm not going to do that again.
It started French and it finished Russian. Like, it was awful.
I mean, when I stopped the accent.
Yeah, and then it turned into like Nebraskan
accent. Here we go. He says, "Hey guys, I can't record a voicemail tonight, but I still have a question. Maybe Dan can read it with my fantastic French accent. That's as good as you get for me.
Outrageous accent.
All right. So I like to wax most of my products, and to spread and buff the wax, I use a generic white paper towel. The problem is that it quickly deteriorates and leaves white deposits in the wood crevices." I don't know if that's the right spelling of crevice, but I'm not. That might be the French way. Anyway, what should I use to spread the wax? I tried old lonely socks, but soon I'll be walking barefooted. Bye. What? Pete, what do you use to spread wax? Do you just use your hand? What do you use?
So I'll use three things. So for me, it's
all at once.
No, one or
everything, everywhere, all at once.
I get the like blue shop towels from Costco again, sponsored by Costco. So like I get the, because they get them in bulk, and they're like almost like cotton feeling. Like they feel like almost like a fabric. They're thick. There's no ridges to them. They're great for shop cleanup. So those are really nice for that. If you do have like a quick little, you got to buff something in. If I'm doing a larger piece, I like to use the abrasive like material, like a Scotch-Brite pad almost.
Yeah, I'll, but don't buy the Scotch-Brite brand. They're way too expensive. No.
Like, just
you can you can buy those in bulk on Amazon, I think.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. And I just cut it down.
I'll put my affiliate in there.
Yep.
My affiliate.
But as far as like what I really use, it's old shirts. Anytime I retire a shirt, when I left my former job, I had like probably 50 shirts that I just, that with a certain logo on it that I didn't need anymore. And I cut them all up. I cut off all the sleeves, like any kind of the sewn stuff, like the thread or whatever. I cut that off and just kept the fabric and cut it up in the sheets. And then I have it in a drawer. And to this day, I have a drawer full of stuff. So like if I need a little bit, I just go in there and I cut off a piece or take the whole rag or whatever. And I use that for buffing stuff in. So highly recommend, just like if you got some old shirts, you know, they're a little beat up, they got a hole in them. Instead of tossing them, just throw it in a shop, chop it up, put it in a drawer. You can use those rags. Or honestly, you can buy like even Home Depot or Le Depot. whatever you guys have over there. Oh, you have OB, I think you guys. OB is literally a straight up knockoff of Home Depot. Sign is orange.
Is that a fact?
It's OBI. I'm not even kidding. It's OBI. Looks just like Home Depot. Huh. And then they have Castorama, which is Lowe's. It's because it's blue themed. It's hilarious.
I would have thought that was Costco for some reason.
No. Weird. But anyway, so like you can get like literally a bucket of like offcut white rags that are from like when they're making shirts or whatever, and they sell those offcuts as essentially shop rags. So something definitely worth looking into. But don't use socks. We all need socks. Old shirts, buddy. Try that out. Dan, what do you use aside from Casey's pizza wrappers?
You mean the box? I don't use the box, even though they do come pre-greased, oiled, whatever.
Pre-oiled?
Oh, they do. You stole all my answers, so I really feel like I have nothing to add here. The getting the bulk Scotch-Brite pads, although they're not Scotch-Brite. Scotch-Brite is a brand from 3M. He's showing me OB in the video. OB,
it's cool. 100% just like knockoff of Home Depot.
Okay. Are you sure it's not pronounced OB? Is not just OBI or is it OB?
Everyone says OB.
Okay. Anyway, Scotch-Brite. Scotch-Brite is a brand name of, I think 3M owns that, if memory is.
The official, probably. Yeah. 3M owns
but it's
a
like,
lot of stuff no one
it's
knows.
It's like about. Saying Skillsaw. Everybody knows what you're talking about. even though skill probably owns skill saw. You're talking about
what's a skill saw though? Like, what type of saw is a skill saw? Like, when you say skill saw,
why am I drawing a blank all of a sudden?
Is it just like a trackless track saw?
Yeah, trackless track saw. What is
a
what
circular is saw?
Circular saw.
Okay. Oh, yes. Because like when you say skill saw, I don't know why I'm like my brain's defaulting to it's a jigsaw.
No, well, around here in the Midwest, skill saw is a circular saw, or Kleenex. Kleenex is actually a brand name, but
or Xerox.
Yeah, okay. We could go down this rabbit hole.
Or AWP. I'm listening to some AWPs about mortgage rates right now. It's like podcast, but really? AWP.
All right.
I'm trying to get it to catch on.
Anyway, Scotch-Brite on Amazon. The non-Scotch-Brite branded stuff. Anyway, I also, at Menards, you can get like a 10-pound bag of cut-up t-shirts already.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I get. I actually hoard t-shirts. My wife was actually just like a couple days ago saying, hey, you need to go through your closet and probably get rid of some of these t-shirts. And she's not wrong. But like I can't bring myself to like cut up t-shirts. I'm like looking at this t-shirt. Oh, it's a medium. I'll fit in that again someday.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it. Did some house cleaning. I was actually doing stories about it. Like there's too many shirts. I like had them stacked up on a bed. And like the black t-shirts pile was like seven times as big as every other like
I hang
group of colors or whatever.
I hang everything up in my closet.
You hang my it?
Yeah, all my shirts are hung up in my I don't mean to flex, but I got a pretty large closet. What? But I've got so many shirts that the bar is like bending in the middle. Looks like it's gonna snap at any moment. Nothing beats your hand.
Whoa. Oh, wait. That's okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Just use your hand. I mean, if you're just rubbing on some oil on like a cutting board or whatever, just use your hand. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just a lot of innuendos.
Oh, yeah. There is some jokes in there. Okay. Put a rubber glove on.
Oh, my God. Dan, you're not helping.
Oh, is that? All right. Well, I think I'm done. Anything's better than a sock that can stand up by itself. So,
just like,
you never know where old socks have been. All right, next question. We actually got a couple of written ins on Patreon. One is just kind of a. How you say?
Je ne sais quoi? I don't know what that means.
No, just it's kind of an inquiry into the podcast future, and maybe we can talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
This is from one of our new patrons, Hard Knot Woodcraft, and he wants to know, hey guys, long-time listener, first-time supporter, I just wanted to say thanks to the time you guys put into this. Out of curiosity, are you two currently thinking about finding a new third host? Or for the show, since Mike Coffey left. You two are great, but a third personality would really add to the dynamic of the show. Man, tongue twister, apparently. Pete and I have actually thought about this quite a bit, and, it's not as simple as just finding a third person, just throwing a bunch of names in a hat and picking one out. We're looking for the right third fit. I mean, we don't want somebody that does exactly what we do. We want somebody that can keep the conversation going and actually adds something to the conversation that we don't necessarily add. Right, Pete?
Yeah. It also can't be too sexy. It can't be too tall.
Oh, you can't look better than us.
Have to have good lighting, good audio. There's a lot of different aspects that you have to consider. So first of all, we've basically been interviewing people. There was definitely a time, not interviewing, but like when we've had guests on over the last couple of weeks, and Dan and I have like legitimately been like, oh, what do you think of them? Like, what do you think of them? What do you think of them? Like, uh-huh. You know, and we have a short list of names that we would approach, but I think we both went into panic mode of like, we got to find a third at first. And then we're like, I think we need to just have the two of us and figure things out.
Exactly.
And having guests on has been really nice. And there's been some really good guests that had both of us go like, hey, they would make like a good third, you know? They'd be like, they know how to yes and.
I think at first we were a little intimidated by the fact that we weren't sure that we'd be able to keep the conversation going long enough just between the two of us.
Yeah.
For a full hour.
Episodes have been longer than ever.
Clearly that hasn't been a problem. Because we're going an hour and a half, hour 40.
Like even now I'm looking at the recording and we're just over 50 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God, we're almost done with questions. What? Like, we're not going to be able to like fill the, I'm like, wait, we don't have to fill an hour and 45 minutes. We could just make it 30 minutes or an hour, but.
Exactly. And we still have like one more question to go through.
Yeah. And I think like what Dan said is like, we want someone that isn't just like us. So I think having Mike,
it's gotta be a complimentary personality.
Yeah. Or it someone really does. It's still very relatable.
And we have no idea who that person is.
We really don't know. We want someone that's very relatable to our listeners, to the community, that's someone that's ingrained in a community that you guys all know, and also someone that's proficient in in part of the field or one of the fields that we all deal with that we aren't experts in. So like one thing that comes to my mind is like someone that really is pushing YouTube in a woodworking makerspace.
Yeah.
Like, so someone that can motivate us to do it, but also someone that could speak to it more knowledgeably, because Dan and I, we're not YouTube guys. We have videos out, we work on more, but like, it's not really our thing.
Also, on top of all of that, we also need somebody that can commit to this podcast. This is a big commitment. Every week we do this. Well, just about every week. Sometimes Pete takes vacations and sometimes I do too. But like, it's a pretty big commitment to say, okay, yeah, I can do that every Thursday at this time. So there's a lot of things that need to fall into place for a third person to work.
I think we're really underplaying just how. So guys, we've been doing this. I think we've missed all of maybe 6 or 7 weeks in total in 3.5 years of doing this and 169 nice episodes. Nice. Like this has never, at least to Dan and I, and to Mike too, like is always was just something that happens on a Thursday night. It was never, I got this thing. Like it just happens. Like the schedule, our lives revolve around Thursday at 9 or 8 central. Like we hop on this thing. Our spouses are on board with it. To us, it becomes effortless. Like we just hop on and we can have an episode. You know, we do some prep, but it's not like something that's like a monumental disruption to our day. Like, and to the fact that we have been able to maintain this for 3.5 years, it speaks to itself. Like we're really committed to this. We really are. And we want someone that is willing to do that. That's not going to inconvenience them. And it's not going to be like pulling teeth. Also, not everyone can yes and. That's an improv term of like, Dan says a joke. I won't just be like that. Why would you say that? That's stupid. Unless I'm trying to make him feel bad, like as the joke. But like, you have to be able to yes and to the comments. If a guest takes the episode in a certain direction, you have to be able to run with it. And I was just like, yeah, wow, that's crazy. Anyways, next question is from
like, right.
Yeah,
you need to be able to follow the conversation and
yes, keep exactly. So there's a lot to it. We're working on it. Also, if you guys have any guest suggestions, please send them our way.
We're open to all ideas, really.
You are fans of. Yeah.
All right. And not to cut you off and start a new topic, but Max and Mindy Coons wrote us over on Patreon, and they wrote us right after we did the big Patreon hangout, which we're going to try to do once a month or once a quarter. I can't remember.
By the way, those two are so wholesome.
They were great. I loved meeting them finally and talking to them. And they wrote a question.
Also, now I have a hookup for if I need a real Santa to do a video call.
Oh, yeah. Max was like a really hipster, cool.
No. The most majestic mane of a beard.
It was very.
Anyway. Good looking man. It's a good looking man.
They write in, great meeting you gentlemen on Zoom up tonight. Thanks for taking the time to do it. Never really experienced being in a conversation with like-minded maker stuff. So that was very nice. Mindy and I talk all the time about when we started our wood shop, reliving the beginnings, lessons learned, utter failures, and quiet victories. So many things just surprised us. Not much surprises us these days because wisdom really does happen. The question is, for each of you, because now we're curious, finish this sentence. I didn't know when I started that. Pete, I didn't know when I started that.
That it was going to lead me to some of the greatest, most loving, fun people I have ever met. That it was going to lead me to meet people that I consider family now, that I, in some cases, didn't meet until years into our friendship, and meeting them was even better than like, you know, it didn't ruin that relationship. It made it even stronger. And the fact that there's actual tangible conversations in my household of doing this full time, as long as we figure out certain things, and building a shop. This home that I'm in right now is a direct, like, the direct correlation from, like, doing this, building this community, starting a business, being able to buy this home with my wife, Emma, and having her, like, if you told me that we were going to retire my wife from teaching to come on and run her business and my business, if you told us that 5 years ago, I would tell you you're freaking crazy. Like, this silly little hobby and this silly little app called Instagram led me down this insane road that now has me 3.5 years into one of the deepest friendships I have with Dan doing this podcast. And like, we are just getting started with what we're really building. And now we can, for the first time, like, it's shifted my entire mindset of like, oh, this can happen. Like, this is what running your own business is like. You're like, you can just have your own schedule, make your own call, and just find your own money in the world. You don't have to rely on a paycheck. Now, granted, I still got my day job and I love it, but like, I never even fathomed this. I never even knew how a business was to be run or how a business could just happen out of nowhere. Both of my brothers have them, and I was always like, how could I, you know? So it's that. I just, sorry, it's a lot. That's not a simple answer, but I never thought I would be here 5 years ago. I officially started Petrie's Workshop in 2018. And I'm getting all teared up over here. I can't wait to see where we're going to be in 5 years, Dan.
Just kidding. I have allergies.
Dan. How about
Man,
you?
You keep Never stealing all my answers, I feel like. I was going to say basically the same thing. When I first started Daniel Dunlap Woodworks on Instagram, it was just a fun little thing I was doing. Like, I didn't know there was a community. I didn't know any of that. I just wanted to start a new Instagram page because it seemed like the right thing to do, because I was already making stuff and just kind of sharing it willy-nilly on all my other social networks, and I just kind of wanted somewhere to, like, package it together and keep it, like, I wanted it to have a home. Yep. And, you know, here I am 5 years later, 6 years later. I started Daniel Dunlap Woodworks in July 2017, so it's been 6 years for me. No way I would have known that, you know, 6 years later I'd be sitting here on a podcast that I do with one of my greatest friends that I met on IG because we started a podcast, because I started Daniel Dunlap Woodworks, and it still boggles the mind. Like, even back then, when I started my page, you know, I was just getting into watching content and stuff, and heck, like Pete talked about in the beginning of the podcast, like, he was welcomed into Paul Jackman's home. I mean, like, back then, I was consuming his content, just watching him on YouTube. I just thought it was cool. And like, it leaves me speechless a lot to know how far I've come with this, and it's just it's really mind-boggling, and I'm so grateful. So that probably isn't quite the answer they're looking for, because I think they were looking for things that you learned, but like it is crazy to think about how far we've come and what we've turned this into looking back.
I mean,
Pete, I'm crazy grateful.
Yeah. And if there's anything that we've learned is like how to actually how to run a business from some of these people, because like, most of what I know, I've learned from people in this mm-hmm. community, you know, and how to run my channel and how to monetize and how, I got one. If there's one thing that I learned, is how to truly be inspired and turn the inspiration into motivation, because Dan and I have been consuming content for most of our life, you know, and there's a difference between consuming content and being inspired. And the more you get involved in this community, the more you're able to no longer just consume content, but actually absorb it and see the value that it adds, see the value that it provides, see the potential that it could have for you financially or community-wise. Like inspiration is very important. I think that's the biggest thing. Like Dan and I have been inspired, because otherwise Dan would still be a photographer and yeah. I would not have an Instagram account for woodworking or my shop or this house, or maybe even Emma, like who knows, you know, like you just don't know where this life could be, because we're inspired by seeing all this beautiful stuff that people make, the businesses they grow. And like, all I want in life, I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need to have tons of money. I don't need to have 100,000 followers, but if I
can build a community,
well, 100, I have 100,000 followers, I guess, but like a million followers, but whatever. Main thing is like, if I can make a living providing a value to the community, like Dan makes a living providing a value to the community already. Like you're already doing this. You're running.
Yeah, this
your
is
own
my
business.
Full-time. This is my full-time job now, and I was
full-time
able to.
Job. To you pay your mortgage with your
hang up
your,
my camera. And do this full time. So
your little hobby, you know, as people would be like, how's your little woodworking thing going? You know, like, well, it pays my mortgage. So suck it, Deborah, you know,
Deborah.
Yeah. Like me and Dan both can walk into our garage, look at all of our tools, because at this point it's gotten like way beyond hobbyist, and go, all these are paid for. If I quit today, I can just continue doing this, and I don't owe anything to anyone.
Correct.
Not that we would ever walk away from this. It's like you know, we've worked really hard to build what we have, and we hope that we inspire you guys. And I'm sorry, this is a long rant here, but like, I hope we inspire people to do the same thing, because you can do this thing. You can just have fun with your hobby. People make you think that you need to have a 9-to-5 and because insurance, you know, like you need that dental. Like, no, you can just pay for that.
You don't need dental.
Yeah. But like, that's what keeps people in their jobs. And like, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm slow my job. But, you know, plus the whole money thing. But like, you can just run your own business, following a passion, have a really good time, and not be completely burned out. Like, actually enjoy it and play, you know, GTA 5 in the middle of the day.
It's nice. Did you see that really bug flying around?
Yeah, I did see it. It was very bright. Sorry. It was like, I wasn't trying to like have like a whole passionate speech, but like it still blows my mind.
It's fun to look back and realize how far we've come and what we've made this into.
We are, Dan.
And it, you know, when you get questions like this and you start reminiscing, it's just, you got to take a moment and think about it and be super grateful about where you're at. So Max and Mindy. We appreciate the question.
In any way even inspired you, like, my life is complete.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about Pete that. And this isn't glamorous. We're not celebrities. This isn't any sort of glamour anything, but heck, I like Pete said, if we've inspired one or two people, I mean, that's mission accomplished.
I mean, at least Nick Bram. He'd be no.
I don't think I've inspired him. He won't even hire me.
It was more me. Yeah, it relates more to me. Love you, Nick.
Anyway, That's all the questions we have. I don't know what else you got up your sleeve. What do you want to do? You want to just
we could also take a nap? Just like take a nap, just like a live nap. Live nap, yeah, for 20 minutes. No, we could just wrap it early, man. It's an hour, it's still an hour plus podcast.
Yeah.
This was nice. It was actually kind of nice, you know, like voicemail. We always welcome voicemails. We've had a voicemails almost every episode.
I don't mind it because that's less editing for me, and that means I can pump this out quicker for the patrons.
Anything to make it easier, Dan.
I'm all about making jobs easier for me.
I get it. But it was kind of nice to just like
nice little ease back into the swing of things over here. I mean, you had a long break.
I don't think we meant for the episode to be like, let's look at our, like, the last 3.5 years, but like both my whole like trip up the coast and then these questions kind of brought that out.
I mean, yeah, you do a lot of reflecting. So I do that. I do that every time we go to Workbench Con or Maker Camp. I do a lot of reflecting because it boggles my mind to think about like when I first started Daniel Dunlap Woodworks and found the community and started like, you know, consuming all that content, you know, all the people that I watched on YouTube or whatever, they were all big stars to me. I'm not a big, like, I don't get starstruck by, you know, celebrities and stuff, but like the people I saw on YouTube.
YouTubers, yeah.
Like those guys were stars to me, like everybody that I watched, and then seeing them at the conferences that we go to, and heck, now I feel like we can walk into the conferences, Workbench Con or Makers Camp, and I'm definitely in the community and people know me, and I can just walk up and go, hey man, how's it going?
Like, we can reach out to some of our biggest like role models,
and that's,
you know,
that just I'm just like I'm still like speechless over the that fact. So anyway, yeah, let's wrap this up before I start crying,
before Dan starts crying.
I have a tear.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. This was a good episode. I'm excited for next week too. We got Luke in the garage on the pod. He might not be in a garage, but it will be Luke. So super stoked for that.
If he's not in the garage, he's going to hear from our lawyers.
Garage adjacent, at least. And then again, in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about all things at Etsy holiday prep, or just small business holiday prep, or just dealing with your family over the holidays. We'll help you with all of it.
Are coming up.
So make sure to call in with your questions. And then, again, next week is just great for if you've ever hesitated with actually starting to post on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or whatever, Luke's your guy. He's going to get you inspired.
Luke is your guy for that, for sure.
Yeah. So we'll check that out next week. And if you want to help support the show, make sure to share it. Leave us a review. We really appreciate it. And if you're so inclined to, we would love for you guys to join us on Patreon. You can get some awesome benefits there. Or just support us financially if you are so inclined, because we appreciate it. And
just hit me up on Venmo.
Hit me up on Venmo.
I could use some grocery money.
Yeah, it covers basically, like, Patreon is our like event travel money. Like, let's be real. We don't make like tons of money on there, but it covers our travel so that we can go to these events and we can see everyone. It's really nice to be able to do that. So if you want to help support the show, that's a great way to do it.
It also keeps the lights on over here because, you know, podcast hosting and all that stuff, that's not free either. So.
And Dan's got a lot of lights.
I do have a lot of lights. I really do, actually. There's some of them are burned out. I really
do. They're mostly burned out, but they're lights.
They're there. Anyway.
They're there.
Yeah. If you want to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/anotherwoodshoppodcast. I think that's it.
We'll say that's it. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see y'all next week. Love you. Bye bye bye.
Love you long time.
I sent you a cup of my blood. Did you get my blood? Jimmy!